This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The battle for the strategic Ukrainian port city of Mariupol is raging on. Ukraine has rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city, and Russian bombardment continues. Russia has warned that relations with the U.S. are, quote, on the verge of a breach, citing President Joe Biden's criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said about 400 civilians were taking shelter at an art school in the Azov Sea port city when it was struck by a Russian bomb. Russia's war, now in its 26th day, shows no signs of abating, and the fight is exacting a heavy toll on civilians. The UN says nearly 3.4 million people have fled Ukraine. A Chinese Eastern Boeing 737 with 132 people on board crashed in a remote mountainous area of southern China on Monday, officials said, setting off a forest fire visible from space in the country's worst air disaster in nearly a decade. More than 12 hours after communication lost with the plane, there was still no word of survivors. The Civil Aviation Administration of China said in a statement that the crash occurred in near the city of Wuhan. The flight was traveling to a southwestern province to the industrial center along the east coast. The China Eastern Flight 5735 was at about 30,000 feet when it stopped transmitting data 96 seconds later. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somalia's federal government has declared a state of emergency due to a severe drought that is ravaging the country. The drought has contributed to an unprecedented water crisis that has led to a shortage of safe drinking water, poor sanitation, and an outbreak of disease. Mohamed Sheikh Noor reports from the Somalia capital, Mogadishu.
Fatuma Muse is a mother of seven. As a result of drought in Somalia's Middle Juba region, she had to leave her home and seek shelter at a camp on the outskirts of Mogadishu. The camp has not been the refuge she was hoping for. A few days after the family's arrival, some of her children fell ill. She says, having been displaced due to a lack of water, we faced the same problem we faced before we moved from our homes. We have not received any aid. Musa is one of hundreds of thousands of Somalis who have fled their homes due to the prolonged drought that has hit central and southern Somalia especially hard. The drought has led to a shortage of clean drinking water, a problem with effective sanitation, and an increase in water-borne diseases such as diarrhea, cholera, and typhoid. Dr. Abdirizak Yusuf, director of Mogadishu's Martino Hospital, says his facility has been overwhelmed with cases of waterborne disease. He says the prevalence of waterborne diseases is still high in our community, affecting both the children and the elderly. He adds children are frequently infected with acute watery diarrhea, which sometimes comes to outbreaks that can cause massive death and social catastrophe. Mohamed Hussein Abdi, the head of the Green Watch Terrorist, an organization dedicated to environmental protection, says the outbreaks can only be controlled with better coordination between authorities on the local and national levels. The rainy season is due to arrive next month and will hopefully bring relief to all of Somalia. Meteorologists say rainfall is most likely to be average to below average. Mohamed Sheikh Noor for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Recapping our top story, the battle for the strategic Ukrainian port city of Mariupol is raging on. Ukraine has rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city, and Russian bombardment continues. Russia has warned relations with the U.S. are on the verge of a breach, citing President Joe Biden's criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.